You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. In a recent announcement by the Association of Mutual Funds in India, the equity category witnessed a substantial surge in inflows during the month of February. The data revealed a noteworthy increase of 23.3% with total inflows amounting to Rs 26,886 crore. Small cap funds emerged as the front runners, securing a net inflow of Rs 2,922.4 crore, closely followed by mid cap funds at Rs 1,808.2 crore. Large cap funds also contributed significantly, trailing closely with a net inflow of Rs 921.14 crore, marking the 36th consecutive month of positive inflows since March 2021. Equity funds have continued to attract investor interest. Notably, systematic investment plans reached an all-time high of Rs 19,186 crore in February, up from Rs 18,838 crore in January. Up next, in light of escalating tensions with China, Germany is gearing up to bolster its presence in the Indo-Pacific region through military exercises alongside India. Recent setbacks, including an attack on America's MQ-9 drone and leaked audio from top military officials, have spurred Germany to enhance defense cooperation with India. This effort aligns with a border coalition involving European nations like France, Britain, and Spain, all uniting with India to counter Chinese interference in the Indian Ocean. According to reports in the public domain, the German Navy, which entered the battlefield for the first time after World War II, recently tried to shoot down the MQ-9 Reaper drone of its own ally, America, in the Red Sea. Moving on, highlighting India's leadership in the Global South. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar on Friday said that 125 countries of the platform placed their trust in India and that China skipped the two meetings convened by India last year to listen to their concerns. Addressing from Nikkei Forum on the India-Japan partnership here, Jaishankar said that countries of the Global South feel for each other on several issues. He said, quote, "On a lot of issues, these countries feel for each other. The feeling has been intensified by COVID because many countries of the Global South felt that they were the last in the line to get the vaccine." End quote. In other news, researchers from the National Center for Biological Science recently published a new study in The Lancet Regional Health Southeast Asia on March 6th. The study provided significant insights into the efficacy of Covishield and Covaxin, which were the most utilized vaccines in India during COVID-19. A comprehensive study conducted from June 2021 to January 2022, involving 691 participants aged 18 to 45 from Bangalore and Pune, revealed that Covishield, utilizing a virus vector for delivering spike proteins, consistently elicited stronger immune response compared to Covaxin, an inactive virus vaccine. Covishield consistently demonstrated higher antibody levels against various virus strains, suggesting its potential for superior protection against variants such as Omicron. Moving ahead, Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif has asserted that Asif Ali Zardari is all set to be elected as the next president of the country, ARY News reported. Former Pakistan President and Pakistan People's Party co-chairman Asif Zardari will be the candidate of the allied parties in the presidential election, which will take place tomorrow. As per the media reports, the former Pakistan president is almost certain to bag the top of the constitutional post again after nearly 11 years. While speaking at a dinner hosted in honor of the allied party's leaders, Shehbaz Sharif said the coalition government secured 2/3 of the votes in the recent general elections and it would be reflected during the presidential election, he added. Meanwhile, the Cabinet Committee on Security headed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi has put its stamp of approval on Rs 15,000 crore indigenous 5th generation advanced medium combat aircraft fighter jet project for the Indian Air Force. The approval given is for the proposal to ready 5 prototypes of AMCA, which the Defence Research and Development Organisation will carry out over the next 5 years. The Aeronautical Development Agency of DRDO, in collaboration with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, will build the indigenous 5th generation AMCA. However, the first flight of AMCA is expected to take place in the next 5 years, that is, before 2030. But it may take more time than that to join the Air Force. Lastly, on the occasion of International Women's Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Friday announced the reduction of LPG cylinder prices by Rs 100 to especially benefit Nari Shakti. In a post on X, PM Modi said, quote, "Today on Women's Day, our government has decided to reduce LPG cylinder prices by Rs 100. This will significantly ease the financial burden on millions of households across the country, especially benefiting our Nari Shakti. By making cooking gas more affordable, we also aim to support the well-being of families and ensure a healthier environment. This is in line with our commitment to empowering women and ensuring ease of living for them." End quote. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.